thank you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and a live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. And welcome once again to another edition of the In the Garden program. We hope you'll stay right here and get a blessing in the next few minutes. We've got some great things to share with you that we trust will be a blessing to you. We've got part two of Pastor Duck's message coming up entitled, Don't Give Up, Look Up. That's on today's In the Garden program. And we've also got some great music. We've got a song from Tim Green coming up in just a little while here on the program today. And a little bit later on, a classic from the Oak Ridge Boys, one that I know will bless you. So you stay right here and plan to get a blessing from today's In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College, and just about a block off Lakeside Drive. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship service at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock. We hope to see you. We also hope you'll come out and join us on Wednesday night. We have a big night with the Iwana Clubs getting started up again on Wednesdays. That's for ages 3 through the teens, and that begins at 6:45, and then at 7 o'clock, it's the Wednesday evening worship service at Gethsemane Baptist Church. And this week, some special preaching and special music from Brother Jeff Worley from Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. And he's bringing a group along with him from that church called the Bluegrass Deacons, and they'll bless you. So we hope you can join us on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. It's the Wednesday evening worship service at the church where the shout has not gone out. Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. Right now it's music from Tim Green on today's In the Garden program.
You turn the light on, help me keep it burning. Let the world see that you're in me. It will never go out, I have no doubt. Keep it shining bright, Lord, you are my light. I'm foolish to light a candle and put it under the bed. We should gladly
keep it burning, let the world see that
Are My Light. That's Tim Green on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you again for joining us today. We've got part two of Pastor Carlton Duck's message coming up in just a little bit, entitled Don't Give Up, Look Up. That is on the way. It'll bless you, so stay right here. And before we get to that, let me tell you a little bit about our website. You'll find it at www.itgm.org. That's ITGM, short for In the Garden Ministries.org. We hope you'll log on there. You'll get a blessing. You'll find lots of great ways to stay in touch with what's going on at Gethsemane Baptist Church, whether you're a member of another church or if you're looking for a church home. You can find out more about us there on the website, but we certainly would encourage you to come and visit us for worship service. But go to the website. You'll find lots of great features. And, of course, you will find the prayer chain, a great way that you can be blessed and you can be a blessing to others. If you have prayer needs or prayer requests or you know of someone else in need of prayer, you can make that need known right there on the website with just one click. It'll go out to folks in their email who will get the message, and they will pray for that need. And you'll be blessed that way. And while you're at the website, you can submit your own email to become a part of the prayer chain yourself, so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you. You can pray for them. You can also find out on the website what other folks you need to be praying for with the prayer list. And there's so much more. You can check it all out at www.itgm.org. And we trust you will. Right now it's time to go to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church. It is part two of Pastor Duck's message entitled, Don't Give Up, Look Up, on today's In the Garden program.
Many times I think people who are in a position of doubting and confusion and can't believe that God's able to save, maybe they haven't really gotten the real dose of salvation to begin with. Amen. Maybe you're trusting your feeling, and maybe you're trusting what somebody else has told you. Why don't you trust God? Hallelujah. Because God said today that we are sinners and we come short of the glory of God. And folk, these hours that we're living in, they're not accidents. They are divine purposes of God that are happening today and that is pointing to the soon return of our Savior. Hallelujah. I want you to know today that if the rapture happened today, I'd be gone. How about you? Why? Because I'm saved. Because I know Christ as my personal Savior. And you must know Him today also. And just coming to church or being associated or connected or affiliated or just showing up doesn't save you. It's coming to Christ and receiving Him. You say, Pastor, I want to hear a miracle service today, a miracle message. That is the miracle message. Because today the greatest miracle that God can perform in your life is called the miracle of salvation. And folks, let me tell you, you're not going to get anything from God until you first get salvation. Amen. You've got to come to Him and receive Him and know Him. And I'm glad today I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. I know I'm saved for sure for heaven and forever. Hallelujah. And I'm glad today it's all been given of Almighty God. And the greatest miracle that God can do in your life today is that you hit an old-fashioned Holy Ghost altar and cry out to God and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, and receive the Lord as your personal Savior and leave here delivered by the hand of God. Amen. I believe the Bible is filled with glorious accounts of miracles. Throughout the ministry of Jesus, Scripture reveals and we find the accounts on many occasions in God's Word, on which Jesus supernaturally intervened in the lives of men and women and performed that which was beyond the human realm of possibility. We live and dwell within the natural, the physical. But you realize today He operates in the aspect of the spiritual or the supernatural. And today, God can still perform a miracle. And in Matthew 4:23, we read, and Jesus went about all of Galilee. He was teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. You say, but Pastor, that was in the Bible, and those were many years ago when Jesus was upon the face of this earth, and times have changed and situations have changed. But let me just remind you, He has not changed. Amen. Regardless today of the times that we're living in, and regardless today, I've never seen such a flood of sickness in my life. Here several weeks ago, we said we're going to take a Sunday and we're just going to declare it as a miracle Sunday of God. And God's going to do great and awesome things. He's already begun the process. And I announced to the church the other Wednesday night, I said, you know, this Sunday, the 24th of August, is not so much from the standpoint, and it will be, miracles done in this ministry and in this church and in lives of people today. But you know what? I believe that the role of blessings and this thing that God is doing has already begun. Hallelujah. I believe the reports that we've been hearing, and it really disturbs Satan when God's people rejoice that God is a healing God. It disturbs the devil when another soul is snatched out of his clutches and they come to Christ and they receive the Lord as their personal Savior. And let me tell you what, I don't really give a rip whether the devil likes it or not. How about you? I don't care if he gets upset or not. Bless God, as far as I'm concerned, the sucker can have a nervous breakdown, and that'd be just fine with me. Amen. But I want you to know today, the redeemed of God today are found in a position today that we're solidly found in Christ. And today, let me tell you what, the world can't not remove you from the fact today that you've got God on your side. Amen. Healing. All manner of sickness and all manner of disease, the Bible says. And I believe that indicates today that there is no disease and there is no condition today that was too difficult for our Savior. And I believe today there's no situation or difficulty or sickness or sorrow or sin today that's too big for our Savior. Amen. I believe today He's got all power over disease. I believe He's got all power over dilemma. I believe He's got all power over the depravity of sin. I believe that today there's nothing too hard for my God. Amen. And we read through the pages of God's Word, and we've seen what God can do. I go back to Matthew 8, and there a leper is cleansed. That is representative of the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ that can wash all sin stain away from us. Thank God there's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, and they lose all their guilty stains. What can wash away my sin? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. What can make me whole again? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Listen, I still believe today in the power of the blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. I still believe in the power of a name above every name, the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus the Christ, the name today that is exalted above every name, because He is the Lord. Amen. Then we find, give Him a praise. Amen. Mark 10, Jesus came to the cry of blind Bartimaeus. Then we go to Luke chapter 6 and we find the man with the withered hand. And he received the miracle. Thank God. You know why? Because he obeyed the command of Jesus to stretch forth his hand. You know, every time that I find that Jesus performed a miracle in the Bible, I found that the Lord also required of the person to do something. And folks, let me tell you what. Today, God's going to require you to do something if you're going to be touched of Him. If today you're lost and you need a miracle of salvation, you've got to come to Him. And aren't you glad He said, all that will come to me, I will in no wise cast out? Aren't you glad today that you can come to Him in faith and believe God in faith today that He is an able God, that He can heal disease? You know why we hear reports that cancers are gone and blood counts are where they should be and surgeries that went miraculously well? And folks, let me tell you what. I don't know how and what God chooses to do, but I know what He chooses is always the right way, and He will always get glory out of it, and we'll always get blessed if we simply learn to trust the Lord. Amen. I find that here's a man in John 5 that came and he was at the pool of Bethesda. And there he suffered for 38 years. And Jesus came and he said, man, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you healed? And he said, well, I have no one to put me in the pool. You know, so many times, and I read that story last night, and I thought, and I couldn't help but think, you know, many times we make all the accounts of excuses why we don't and why we haven't and why we can't, and when really we can if we'll put our trust and our confidence in God. And he talked about all the reasons why he couldn't. And you know, I find in God's Word, and I find in the course of everyday living, people are telling me why they can't. I'm telling you there's a God who can. And God, if you'll trust Him and put your confidence in Him, He's a God that can do all things. Amen.
We'll continue tomorrow with the conclusion of this message from Pastor Carlton Duck here on the In the Garden program. Right now, as promised, a classic from the Oak Ridge Boys. Jesus is coming soon.
Troublesome minds are here, filling with fire.
Program. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. And before we go, let me remind you about our television ministry. It's called Alive TV, and it's on Nesby Cable on Channel 7 in Bedford County, Campbell County, and Appomattox in the Pamplin area. Lots of ways on there for you to be blessed. There's the In the Garden program, the television version, which airs every day, Sunday through Saturday, from 6 to 7 in the morning. So if you're an early bird, you can get up, tune in, and get a blessing. There's devotion time, and there's so much more. Be sure you tune in. It's Alive TV, Channel 7 on Nesby Cable. And be sure you join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled Don't Give Up, Look Up, here on the In the Garden program. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.